you said, Judy, we are surrounded. Surrounded by his love. I want to stay surrounded by his love. Amen. You know? And we can't get away from his love. We know that. And yet it's possible to distance ourselves from his love. He's never going to let us down. I felt that was the Holy Spirit just saying that we sometimes need to get that little spade and dig that root out, you know, because it doesn't matter if we put it on a billboard or if that thought just is always there to interrupt, you know. It's always there when we're about to have a faith explosion, and then the enemy comes in and says, really? What about that? Yeah. I'm so glad my sins are washed away. They just are. And that's a blessing. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and Paul says he's the worst of them, and I'm right behind him if I'm not as bad, so it doesn't matter. But it's good to remember that we're forgiven. Now, it's difficult for some people to remember that they're forgiven because they haven't really figured out that they've actually sinned that much, you know? And the closer we get to God, the more we're more easily convinced, yeah, we probably missed the mark. You know? Probably did. But it doesn't matter. It does matter, but it doesn't matter because that was all taken care of. What matters now is that we continue to believe. And, you know, this isn't, again, I don't speak much that's news to us. I just speak things that are reminders to us, and every now and then, news bounces out. But, you know, Paul, Peter, James, John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all of them, the Bible continuously reminds us to keep believing. To believe in the Lord our God. I mean, not just give him lip service, but believe him. And I was thinking last night, I was thinking last night of the whole thing of when we come to the Lord, the importance of not drifting is because when people come to the Lord, there's a target on our back. Now, the devil's been after us our whole lives, keeping us from the Lord, trying to divert us from the Lord, giving us problems. And everybody's got the same battle. But when we welcome Jesus into our lives, we welcome the enemy to turn up his heat. And when people welcome Jesus into their life and don't continue to believe, now they're battling everything everybody else is out there, and Christians as well, but non-believers, they're battling all of that. It's a fight, and they're battling that, and then they're battling a mad, angry devil that we would dare to turn to the Lord. So then the morning assignment of the demons is make them miserable. Make them miserable. And we know that when we are attacked by the enemy, and when the enemy comes and we are drifting or we are neglecting or we are letting up, we know, oh my Lord, condemnation, accusation comes at us like crazy. We think everybody we see is condemning us because we're not going with the Lord, and everybody we see doesn't even know we were ever with the Lord. You know, I mean, that's what people set themselves up for, the importance of keeping going. That's why Paul continually says, you know, keep going, and I'm praying for you that you'll recognize and you'll be filled with all the might and everything that you need. That's what I want for you, and because it's what we need. We need to continue to believe. You must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it, and don't drift away from the assurance you received. Because, see, that's the thing. When we drift away from the assurance that we receive. Because we aren't sure that there was anything to be assured of. And you know that some Christians come to the place where they say, man, it was easier before I knew the Lord than it is now, because there's just so many battles. But the assurance is that the battle is won. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. See, that witness of the Spirit is that something that we don't know for sure what it is, but it's something. Something happened. Now I know. He touched me. And he made me whole. He made me whole. But learning to walk in the wholeness requires that we keep believing. We believe even when it doesn't look like it. Even when I can't see it, God's working. He's working. He's working. You know, he hasn't given up on me, and he won't let me down. He won't let me down. He's never let me down. Doesn't matter, and we've got it. It doesn't matter. He didn't let us down. The world let us down. Somebody let us down. Strangers let us down. Family members let us down. They can do that, but God can't. And so he's always with us, and he's always for us, and he's always protecting us, and he's always providing for us. That's God. See, we've got to put God in his right place. We've got to put him on the throne. You are my God, my King. You're my everything. I'll never cease to praise you. I'll praise the Lord. And so when Paul is going through this to them, you know, he says in the rest of that verse, the rest of that area, he says a lot of great stuff, and we might just as well look at it, okay? Because he's talking to them. And he says, what? We are in Colossians chapter 1. And actually, we're going to go before that. Verse 7 says, you learned about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant. And he's helping us on your behalf. He has also told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. The Holy Spirit gives us a love for others, a compassion for others, a desire that others might come to know the Lord. So we have not stopped praying for you, verse 9, since we first heard about you, and we ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will. Ooh, that's a good one. That God give you complete knowledge of his will, and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. And your life will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. See, it's a life style. Following Jesus is developing a lifestyle. To live for Jesus is not just to pray or to read our Bibles every day or whatever that is. That's part of it. But you can pray and walk away. You can read your Bible, and after you've read your Bible, Someone comes and says something to you like, what's the Lord saying to you today? And it's like, none of your business. You know? Unless you got something that he's saying to you. Unless you've got the forethought to say, okay, just a second. I'm going to pray about that. You know? Forgive me, I'm trying to remember what I read this. You know, you understand? But those things can stir us up to good works. You know? So that we've always got something. You see, that's life. Where he is, you know, the Jews, they wore boxes on their foreheads and on their bottoms to remind them of God. We have a Holy Spirit to remind us of God. And so we hold these promises and these truths, we hold them close. And if we can respond, God's good, you know, we know he's good. We can respond with, thanks for asking. You know? When Christ is alive in us, we can't just go, well, I don't know. Because we do know. And if we don't know, we've just been reminded we're drifting. You know? It isn't like, well, okay, did my devotions, now I can get on with my day. No. I did my devotions. I read my Bible. I prayed. I sought God's face. And now I want to take it every place. Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are. Remember last week we talked about that we were told to go into all the world. And now Paul says that they've gone into all the world. The whole world has heard now. Did you know that's what Paul was? He said the whole world has heard now. But you must continue to believe. That's verse 23. Believe the truth. You got to stand firmly on it. Don't let its importance dwindle. Stay stirred up. Stir up the gift that is within you. Stay excited about the Lord. If we lose our excitement, it's a perfect picture of if we lose our excitement about, you know, marriage. Vicki and I aren't quite the same as we were when we first got married. There's a few things that have changed. But I'm reminded I love her. You know? On my dresser, God pops up little things, and I was in there, and there was a picture of Vicki. Some guy liked her, I think was the whole deal, but he would take pictures of her, and you know, and so I sometimes those pictures pop up, you know, and they're sitting on the desk. I'm looking, man, she's hot. In a holy way. You know?
She's your wife, you can do that.
She's my wife, I can do that. But she's hot. And you know, I love her better today than I loved her then. You know? And that's because we're still together. Because we've worked at it. You know? I don't think it's been a lot of work. I think it's been a lot of work for her, but it hasn't been so much work for me, you know. Because I don't remember much. I mean, I was trying to remember, you know, like a lot of people have memories, just memories, all kinds of memories of things. You know, some of them good, some of them bad, you know, and things like that. And so I was trying to remember because when I was a little kid, you know, on Halloween, we went trick-or-treating. I don't remember having bags full of stuff when I got home. And I don't remember what was in the bags too much. I told Vicki, I'm assuming it was like, probably penny candy and stuff like that. I don't know. I can't remember what it was. You know, And so I guess my childhood memories are robbed. My highlights were the time that I spent sitting on the porch because I wasn't a good boy and stuff like that. But we can't let good, bad, or in-between memories rob us of the goodness of God, because old things pass away. You know, and so, you know, Paul was just talking, and he said that when you heard the good news has been preached all over the world. All over the world. And now it's been preached all over the world further. And billions now follow Jesus. Billions. Well, billions, yeah, I don't know how, I know a lot of people profess, I don't know how many follow Jesus. But Jesus' first thing was follow me, and his last thing was go into all the world. And so Jesus, that's all he requires, is that we follow him. And we just have to remember to follow him. If we come to Jesus and we lose our hunger for Jesus, it's sort of like being on the river with no motor on your boat. Yeah, no fun. That wasn't bad. We were going to be okay. It wasn't pushing us into the dam, so we weren't worried about it. You know, but it wasn't. And powerless. Powerless. See, that's the thing. Powerless. Nobody likes to be powerless. You know? We just don't like to be powerless. And thank God, when we come to Jesus, we're no longer powerless. We are powerful to whatever comes about. You know? Even being on the river with no motor in the boat, we weren't powerless, but we were powerless. But we weren't desperate, we weren't frantic, we were hopeful. You know?
It could only get better.
Huh?
It could only get better.
Yeah, you know, it'll be all right. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right, you know. I mean, the way the wind was blowing, it had blown us back to the beach. We'd have pushed it up on the sand, and we might have needed some help, you know. But praise God, we didn't. Fishermen left their fishing to come and get us, you know. God works in wonderful ways, and so what do? We give him the glory for the way that he works. And we remember all the great things that he has done, because sometimes remembering the great things that he has done blocks out the things that aren't happening the way we want them to right now. My God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And Paul spent a lot of time in his writings, and he had a lot of them. He spent a lot of time. Basically, the bottom line was keep going. Reminding them of what they had. Reminding them of what there was to get. Reminding them of everything that was in Christ. Reminding them of everything that's in them. In Christ. Because Jesus doesn't come, you know, a little bit to one and a little bit more to another one and a little bit more to another. No, he comes. He comes in all of his power. Now, we may not all operate in the same field. The important thing is that we work in our field. We see people, we talk to people, we drive by people, we do that, we work in that field. And we don't always see the harvest of what we do, but one thing we do know is if we don't do anything, there isn't going to be a harvest. If we don't pray, whoever it is that we felt like maybe we should pray for misses a seed. And so we just be about the Father's business, and if we take care of the Father's business, the Father takes care of us. You know? And the Father takes care of us. You know, we raised our kids. I took care of my kids as the kind of father that I was that took care of my kids. And if my kids wanted my care of them to be something different, they were welcome to ask. And if it was a good idea, they were in good shape. If it wasn't a good idea, I just didn't bother me to ignore them. You know, I assume that God sometimes hears me. I know he hears me, but he might ignore me for my own good. I don't know. You know, it doesn't matter. As long as we keep believing. See, we've got to do that. In verse 11, it said, Paul prayed that they would be strengthened with all his, God's, glorious power. Why? Well, so they would have all of the endurance and patience that they would need. Okay, we are completely covered. We have everything that we need for God's purpose. We have it. We are supplied. We are supplied. That question that comes up and says to us, I don't think you can do that. It's like, yes, I can. That was what I was looking for. It's kind of like carrying on a conversation and looking for a word. You know? That just amazes me that the first thing that happens when you're looking for a word is the enemy saying, oh, you're losing your mind, you know? Or somebody else saying, oh man, that happens to me too all the time. We're getting old. No, I just forgot a word. <You know? laughs> Maybe I don't know the word. Who knows what the word is? You know. But he prayed that they would be strengthened and have all the endurance and patience they need. And may you be filled with joy. May you be filled with joy. May you be filled with joy. Why? Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Be filled with joy. All the time, yeah. Joy will do a great deal, you know. Joy jumbles up grumbling, you know. Joy, oh, hallelujah. Yeah, you get a bunch of people that are sitting around partying. I remember that. They're getting joy out of their juice, but you know, they're remembering. Not good things, maybe. Not bad things. May you be filled with joy. And I like that because it says we should develop a habit of always thanking God. Always thanking God for making the way for us to share in his inheritance. We are joint heirs with Jesus. We're sharers in his inheritance. We should remember that. We're in the will. See, these are all things, and Paul was just reminding them, you know. Thanking God for making a way. Who's the way? Jesus. Who is the way? It is Jesus. So God has seen to it that we're fully equipped. We have more than we know. We have more than we need to accomplish what God wants. We have a word. On the Bible study that I listened to, a young man had an experience where he was talking about the Lord and out of his mouth came a word. And it was a word that God spoke to another person. And the other person knew that he couldn't have any idea what he just said. But it was an answer to a 20-year-old conversation she had with God. She said, well, if I save just one person, then I'll know I'm doing what God wants. And so God just reminded her with a word from this young man, you saved one. That was it. He didn't know how he said that. He didn't know where that came from. But all of a sudden, there became a little bit of a Holy Ghost conversation going on there. I said, praise the Lord, they're doing good. But you know, I mean, that's what God does. And we should be excited when God does, because that keeps us stirred up. So that we're not thinking, well, you know, yeah, we used to do that. Yeah, I used to think that way. Yeah, I used to. No. Wasn't it a Beatles song that said, I used to love her, but it's all over now. It's not over. Don't let loving Jesus be over. Don't let loving Jesus become a melancholy memory. Keep it fresh. Continue to believe. Continue. I was reading a devotional and they were talking about, picture yourself with your hands held out and giving the burdens to God. And I thought, you know, when your hands are extended, it's hard to carry anything. You know? It's like a couch doesn't have to weigh a whole bunch, but when you're walking like this, it's heavy. You know? We can't do that. It reminded me of when I was young, we used to take the sledgehammer and you hold the sledgehammer out and then you let it down and touch your nose. You needed to be ready to duck. You needed to be smart enough to quit if you couldn't do it. You know? Because it'll hurt you. It'll hurt you. You're holding that out there. There's no sense in being a big man with a smashed nose. Be prepared. There are some things that's okay to give up on. I was fortunate. I could do it. So, but it was not something that you start out doing. It takes a little time, you know. Have to work at it. I used to do so many sit-ups and crunches and leg lifts and things like that, and I don't know where somebody came up with the idea that they should hit me in the stomach. You know? Hey, come here, watch this! What are they doing? Go ahead, you can't hurt me. I don't do that anymore. I'm smarter. But you flex your stomach, and if you got a good stomach, no big deal. What a hero. But you could. But continue to believe. Cast your cares upon God. Why? Well, because you can't carry them. You're not built to carry them. Did you know that? You're not built. You're not built to carry guilt. You're not built to carry condemnation. You're not built for that. That wasn't one of those things, you know. That's one of those things that may come. But you weren't built to carry it because God wants you to cast your cares on Him. Continue to believe and cast your cares upon the Lord. Get rid of them quickly, 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 quickly. You know, why would we wait to cast our cares? Why would we wait to cast our fears? Why would we quickly, quickly, actually, Jesus said to Judas, you know, quickly, do what you're going to do. Quickly pray for somebody. Quickly encourage someone. Quickly smile at someone. Quickly forgive someone. Quickly. Quickly. You know? People might ask themselves, well, how can you trust God in everything? I say, how can we not? I mean, why would we trust Him with some things and we can't trust Him with everything? If we can't trust Him with everything, then those some things are a waste of trust too, right? How can we not just give it to God? That doesn't mean we don't take it back. It just means we keep giving it back. We play hot potato with it, maybe. You know, we cast it and then we pick it back. Whoa, wait, that's hot. And we don't hold on to it long. You don't need to be a hero and hold on to a hot potato. Let it go. So God knows the way because he planned the way. And we believe that he knows the way. And we believe that he planned the way. And let's keep believing in God's goodness, God's faithfulness, God's, what God has poured into us. You know, we have more than we know. In my goodie bag, it sits in the passenger side of my car as I'm going someplace. You know, I'm driving and I'm feeling for things that are supposed to be in there. Before I get to jail, I find my toothbrush. I know it's supposed to be in there. You know, it's supposed to be there. And so if I know if it's supposed to be there, that it's going to be there. Sometimes I have to pull my bag over and look and find it. And sometimes it's not there. But that's not the case with God. Always. Everything. Everything. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You know, I can't live without you. I can't live without you. I can't even imagine life without him. I won't imagine life without him. I'm not gonna torture myself and imagine life without him. I can't imagine that any more than I can imagine heaven. I know some people are sure what heaven's gonna be. I don't know what it's gonna be. I am so enjoying here. With him. One day, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I think that we experience flyaways in our life. I think victories in Jesus are flyaways. I think the presence of God is a flyaway. You know? The peace of God that passes understanding. That's what God's talking to us about. Don't let up. Don't let go. Keep believing. Keep stirred up. Keep joy. Be filled with joy. Be filled with thankfulness to God. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen. Lord, we give you praise because you have given us a lot to praise about. Who you are. You are God. You are my God, my King. You are my everything, and I will never cease to praise you. Help me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. Fill me, Lord, with understanding. Because you just keep getting better. And so I should too. Bless these dear folks. Bless them, Lord, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing with your goodness, your provision, your protection, your health, your strength, your encouragement. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the assurance that we have that we are heirs. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.